My name is Maggie. I'm 16. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with my mom, whose name is Becky, and we're recording in Georgia. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was energetic and fun and busy and happy.
Can you tell me about your grandparents?
My grandmother's name is Della. My grandfather's name is James. And they were fantastic grandparents.
Do you know your great-grandparents?
No, I've never met my great-grandparents.
Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Oh, there's so many. My favorite memory of Mags.
Good.
Well, they're all good.
Oh.
Maybe. Maggie, there's so many.
Just pick one.
I wish I was more prepared. You tap dancing for the first time in a recital or in a parade with all your little tutu and little makeup on. And
I was looking rough.
That cheese grin you always had.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Picking a name for your sister.
Really?
Yes, because I thought she was going to be a boy. And then she was a girl.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Abby kind of looks like a boy. No, I'm just kidding.
Her name would have been Wesley.
Wesley Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Okay. Can you tell me about two people that have been the biggest influences on your life?
Two people that have been the biggest influences in my life?
Yeah.
Well, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Don't think I need to go into a whole bunch of detail about that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and probably your grandmother.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grandma's pretty interesting.
My mom.
Tell the stories about how she ran out of gas.
Oh. Grandma didn't run out of gas. Grandma took us on adventures. And we would leave Ohio and end up in Indiana. And then I didn't have to go to school the next day because it was 3 a.m. and we were out of gas and trying to figure out how to get home.
Why did y'all go to Indiana?
We were dropping your pappy off for work and Grandma got lost and ran out of gas. Because she didn't realize what a fuel gauge was.
So what'd y'all do?
Well, your great-grandfather, or my grandpa,
when he up,
came and gave us gas.
He came all the way to Indiana?
Of course.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that's had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
I had two favorite teachers growing up. My second grade teacher, Miss Taylor, she was great. We wrote this book called, and I titled it, The Ants in the Pants. It was a big game back in the 80s. And then my third grade teacher, Miss Lewis, she was awesome. I really liked her. She, I found out she was in the same swim club as we were, and your mother was on swim team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if you know that. And she would take me after school, and I would go to her house. And she would take me to swim team meets when Grandma got held up at work.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Slow down, relax, and study more. School is not overrated.
Okay.
It's true.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember that have been particularly kind to you in your life? What would you have to say to them?
People who have been particularly kind to me in my life?
Yeah.
Besides Pooh Bear?
Okay, I'm talking like in your younger
in my
years.
Younger year. I don't know, I had a lot of good friends.
What would you say to them?
What would I say to them?
Yeah, like now.
now? Oh, I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's all right. Save for retirement.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
I think having my girls definitely shaped who I am today. I had them very young, so it made me very hungry to be accomplished and be able to take care of them.
Yeah.
I think my family shaped who I am today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any negative events or memories that you have shaped, that you think shaped who you are today?
Of course. Any adult that goes through a divorce.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It shapes you.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to a lighter note. That's a sad question. Okay, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
The day your stepdaddy proposed to me.
Okay, but he didn't like propose, like it was like an agreement.
No, of course he proposed.
It was so an agreement.
Paul, you don't know.
Paul, wasn't it an agreement?
He was down on his knees.
Paul did not do that.
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Paul, tell the story.
No.
No, it's...
Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
Videotaped Paul streaking on the
Oh bench. My god, this is for school!
But I did do it.
And I'm moving on. Can you tell me about the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Mm-hmm. Work hard, play harder, love the hardest.
Okay. This is the second to last question. What are you proudest of professionally and personally and professionally in your life? So like what are you the most proud of?
I'm the most proud of my work ethic.
Yeah.
And personally, I'm super proud of my girls and my family.
Last question. Who are you the most grateful for?
God.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you for letting me interview you. And the end. Okay, we're done.